3 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS. I'm going to have a whole bunch of interviews so that you can learn about who's going to be the featured speakers at the Big KTRS Real Estate Investing Expo coming up March 1st and 2nd. That's This Week in Real Estate right here on the Big 550 this Sunday from 1 until 3 with me, Terry Hall. You're not going to want to miss this show. I look forward to you joining me.
How long have you been suffering with your sinus problem? Dr. Karen Boone and Metro Sinus can help. You see, Dr. Karen Boone and her partner are the region's first certified and most experienced in a new procedure called balloon sinuplasty. Now, it sounds worse than it is. In fact, it's a very simple procedure, minimal downtime. It restores the normal sinus function by permanently enlarging the drainage pathways of your sinuses. So within 24 to 48 hours, you are back up on your feet and your sinus problems are gone for good. Dr. Karen Boone is the most experienced and the first certified, along with her partner, MetroSinus.com. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Dr. Karen Boone can help you either way, but maybe you're a perfect candidate for in-office balloon sinuplasty. 636-685-8040. It's covered with Medicare and most major insurance carriers. MetroSinus.com or 636-685-8040. Dr. Karen Boone can fix your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus.com.
Hi there, Frank Opinion, proud owner of a 2014 Corvette. What a car. Now, granted, that's not the car they sell the most of at any Chevy dealership, even Landoff. Most people in the market for a cruise. Not, you know, it's not a practical car for certainly if you have to haul kids around. But you know what? When you're an old guy like me and you're trying to relive a younger time and, you know, and experience life on the edge every once in a while, but putting your foot into it, it's a great car. And here's the thing about Landoff and what sets them apart from other Chevy dealerships. The goal of most dealerships is to sell you a car. Car meaning truck, SUV. We'll call them all cars. That's their goal. That's not the goal at Landoff. Their goal is to make you a Johnny Landoff customer for life and everybody in your family. It's not just about one car. It's about a level of service and a competitive enough price and a good enough price that you will come back next time, whether the next time is next year or 2 years or 5 years or 7 years. They want it to be an experience that's so good you will tell your family, your friends, and you will certainly want to repeat it yourself. That's the goal of Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. Yes, I have in front of me a list of prices and, you know, 2014 Chevy Cruises, $149 a month. These are lease deals, by the way. A 14 Malibu, $189 a month. Impala, $249. Equinox, $189. Traverse, $249. Silverado, $249. That's all well and good. These are 36-month leases, by the way, 12,000 miles a year, 3,000 down cash or trade. But the real reason is the service, the level of service. You can tell when they're doing business with you, they want you to come back. They want your business again. They want it forever. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, where it's not just about selling you one vehicle, it's about giving you a level of service you can't wait to tell other people about. Washington Elizabeth exit off 270, Johnny Landoff Chevrolet or Landoff.com.
How much is that doggy in the window?
This is the vacation edition of the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Frank and the gang are off on vacation with a whole bunch of our listeners. While they're away, I get to play. I'm Paul Harris. Thank you very much for listening. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Paul Harris Show. That music means it's time for a weekly visit with everybody's favorite veterinarian, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing just great, thanks.
I am AM in the PM.
We appreciate that.
How's everything going there at the station?
Everything's cruising right along. I want to line up some phone calls for you here.
Sure.
314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. I know every week people with pets have all sorts of questions about this, that, or the other. What's wrong with my pet, and how can I get my pet to do this, or whatever it may be. And we'll get to those in a moment. But I wanted to start by asking you about the change in weather from last week, where, you know, we had some days where it was not even 10 degrees, to this week where it was above 60 yesterday and above 50 today. What does that do to pets?
Well, you know, it's still unclear as to whether we've got this weather change coming into spring yet. So You know, just like with us, we just have to be careful not to make an assumption that we're in spring yet. But you could theoretically, just the rapid change, if you're in and out of the house all the time, you obviously could predispose them to some kind of respiratory problem. But usually the animals are so well managed in the home that it's really not a big, big deal. What more important is that if you're going to prepare your home for springtime, and it might be a little bit earlier for this discussion, but I like to warn people that when you start doing your spring cleaning, that you really are careful about what the animals are exposed to as you clean out shelves and drawers and storage areas, both in the kitchen and the bathroom or in the basement or in the garage. Lots of chemicals, lots of products can be toxic to the animals. Fertilizer, plant materials, all that can be really dangerous. A lot of people like to empty their cars from the ethylene glycol or the antifreeze after winter's over, and that stuff is very, very toxic to animals, and they drink it because it tastes sweet. So on and on, insect killers and stuff like that, things, bait, mole bait, or ant bait, stuff like that can be tasty. Those things can be toxic to your pets. So think about that and make sure that you, just like you would for your children, you secure those cabinets and stuff like that, and you make sure whatever you do and wrap up, you get it out of the space where the animals are in.
Okay. Let's go to the phones here, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones, *KTRS. Melissa, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Good, thank you. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Melissa.
I'm doing good, I have a 2-year-old Beagle Chihuahua mix.
Okay.
And about 6 months ago, he decided that he wants to start going potty on the floor.
Okay.
Now, he only does it in two spots, but we can't figure out why he all of a sudden started doing it and how to
change it.
Fix it.
So you said he's about 2 years old?
Yes.
And is the stool, it's number two, right?
Nope. He's going potty.
Yeah, both. Pee-pee and poop. Okay, so you're really going to have to kind of, obviously it doesn't sound like a medical condition, but that's always the first thing to rule out when you have an acute or a quick change in behavior. And if that doesn't seem to be the case or your veterinarian clears that up, then I would really talk about kind of retraining them. You might have to go back to a crate training for not a long time, but just enough time to kind of get them back into a rotation. A lot of the animals didn't like the super cold. Didn't want to go outside, and we even had accidents in our house that we wouldn't typically have. So whether it was prompted by that or not, I don't know, but it's definitely worth looking, rule out the physical problems, and then reassess how you can manage that animal so that they're not prone to have those accidents, okay?
All right, perfect. Thank you very much.
All right, Melissa.
Have a great day.
Thank you very much for calling. Here is Rich on the Big 550. Hi, Rich.
Hey, hello, Paul. Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Rich, how are you?
Hey, good. I'm AM into PM.
Hallelujah.
And I would always like to hear Paul Harris on the radio. So besides that, here's my little issue.
Go ahead.
I have been given a dog by one of the local police departments as a foster parent. I've done that for this neighborhood. And they've given me a dog, and I want to take care of him. I've taken him to a different neighborhood veterinarian, and he's diagnosed him with hookworm.
Hookworm. Okay.
Yeah, I'm really concerned about this because I've seen pictures on the wall that humans can catch it and everything. And he told me not to worry about it unless it reaches like 70 degrees where these eggs or something can incubate and spread and grow.
Yeah, I think it's a really simple fix. You just get him medicated, which sounds like he's probably already done, and you'll be safe and fine. You know, we worry about it in young children or compromised individuals like people that are immune compromised with some illness or real geriatric people. But a good, healthy person is going to be able to resist any exposure and, you know, just use good hygiene, wash your hands. But that kind of infection should be cleared up really fast with just medication. So I don't think it's a worry for you.
Okay? Yeah, he gave me a 3-day thing there to go ahead and feed it in his food.
Probably panicure,
The only other little thing I had, if you don't mind me, I'm sorry for interrupting. He has diagnosed him as a year and a half old, and he is not neutered.
Oh, you definitely want to get him neutered.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I definitely get this, if I keep this dog and don't find the rightful owner because I've already had him scanned for the chip and it, he doesn't have one.
Right.
How long do I have to keep possession of the dog to claim him as mine, as the parent or owner? And if the original owner does come forward, they don't try to sue me for having the dog neutered in case they were going to try breeding it.
Yeah, first of all, I don't think that's going to happen. The animal's been gone. I don't know how it got to you, but it's already been through one staging of rescue. And I don't know the specific legal definition of when it's okay. It's a piece, you know, unfortunately or fortunately, animals are personal property. So
right.
It would follow probably, technically, it would probably follow the rules of personal property ownership. And you might want, if you have a lawyer friend just to talk to, but I can't imagine it being a problem. And if I had that animal for a week or two or a couple of weeks and it was somewhere before that in rescue and I took possession of that animal and had it neutered, I'd deal with it. I don't think you're going to have any problems there. I really don't.
All right, Rich, thank you very much for calling.
Bye. Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
Rich. Enjoy the pup. Bye.
Here is Charles on the Big 550. Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Charles, how are you?
I'm not bad. Yourself?
Good. What can I help you with?
Okay, I have a 6-year-old purebred American Bulldog.
Okay.
And, you know, obviously with the wintertime and stuff, we're not able to walk her as much, so she's inside majority of the time.
Sure.
And yesterday we took her out, a beautiful day, and one of the neighbors had his RC car out, and she was chasing it up and down the street for probably 15 or 20 minutes. And it rubbed the pads off of her paws.
Okay.
So much to where they were dangling and bleeding.
Yes.
Last night she seemed fine. Like I just put gauze on them and just kind of wrapped them up.
Uh-huh.
And just so the blood wasn't everywhere.
Right.
And now today she just really doesn't want to walk at all.
Okay. Well, what you need is a couple things. Number one, you want to make sure you're not getting any undue inflammation and infection starting in there. So that's something that your veterinarian can help you with. You might want to try and fashion some kind of padded sock, either like baby socks, to keep it clean and also dry. And you can put some Neosporin, clean it up with some peroxide, put some Neosporin on those. If there's any loose edges, you want to trim those away so they're not just pulling and tugging on it.
Okay.
And then you might also talk to your vet about one of those many, many anti-inflammatories that could be used very safely and would make provide some comfort until that callus is over.
Okay.
There's also products. We have one in veterinary medicine called Granulex, which is designed to kind of stimulate healing. And you might talk to your veterinarian about that option. So there are a number of things just to make her comfortable over the next 24 to 36 hours. It should seal over, and although she might still be tender, you're not going to be taking her out in long jogs. She should heal up pretty quickly.
Okay. Thank you much.
All right, thanks for calling, Charles. Here is Kim on the Big 550. Hello.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you doing today?
Good. Kim, how are you?
Just fine, thanks. I have a question. We have a mutt who's approximately 12 years old, used to be very social, would lay with us as we watch TV, sometimes sleep in the bedroom.
Uh-huh.
But lately I've noticed that he wants to spend time downstairs. We have a bed down there for him. Doesn't seem to want to come up as much. Doesn't greet us at the door anymore. When the food's put in his bowl, he'll...
What kind of dog was it?
It's a mutt.
Oh, okay. And how big?
About 40 pounds.
Okay. So it sounds to me like you definitely want someone to do a physical examination. First to rule out, again, that you have some medical problem. And then it might turn out to be strictly a problem with his disc, or it could be arthritis in the back or in the hips or in the knees, anywhere. So a good physical exam could rule a lot of that out and make sure you don't have a medical problem that requires some other direction. But if it's just kind of orthopedic discomfort and stuff like that, there are a lot of ways to medicate that very inexpensively and still provide some comfort. And I think it's something that needs a bit of a workup. Okay?
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
Kim, thank you very much for calling. Here's Nick on the Big 550.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Doug, I've got a Basset Hound who's a rescue dog, and we've had him for quite a few years now, 5 or 6 years.
Uh-huh.
Every summer he gets skin allergy and rashes on his belly where there's a little bit of fur, not much fur.
Uh-huh.
Normally it goes away in the wintertime. We treat it with either a topical steroid or if we go to the vet, if it gets real bad, and get steroid tablets. But this winter, even as harsh as it's been, it has not gone away. So I'm trying to find out if, A, you have any kind of recommendation for a topical. We don't want to give them steroids all the time.
I haven't seen it, and it's kind of hard to diagnose or figure out.
All right, hold on, Nick. Hold on. He's answering your question. Go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, so what I was trying to say was that when you describe what I would call a contact dermatitis, in other words, it sounds like it's fairly well regionalized to the abdomen or the tummy.
Yes.
So that means that there's something that dog is sensitive to that it's lying on. It could be a carpet, it could be a cloth, a blanket. So that would be the first thing to play Quincy and kind of diagnose where the source of the irritation might be coming from. There are a lot of reasons why animals develop allergies or allergic type of conditions. And again, I keep saying that veterinarians are there for that role. So you should not be shy about talking to them about some other alternative medical approaches. You can use antihistamines. There's some new drugs that are coming out that are pretty amazing, anti-inflammatory type of drugs that really help with these conditions. And it sounds to me, just based on what you've described, that you may now have some secondary bacterial infection, like a little staph or infection on the skin that's disallowing it, not allowing it to heal. So I think you might need some antibiotics in turn and maybe a special shampoo, or we even have these little pads like the old days when we had Stridex pads that we would use for acne. They have some medicated pads in the veterinary offices now that you can sponge on, and it has an anti-yeast, antifungal, as well as an antiseptic type of antibacterial product. So lots of ways to handle it, lots of different alternatives aside from steroids.
Okay.
And it doesn't sound like you need to go that approach. If it was me, and again, I haven't seen it yet, but you might try a round of antibiotics with some antihistamines and start with that, and that might be a very simple, inexpensive approach, and then maybe some topicals or shampoos.
Okay. Thank you.
Nick, good luck. Thanks for calling. We have time for two more, and let's start with Jean. You're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hi. I've got an almost 11-year-old border collie, and in the last few months, twice this has happened. She acts extremely agitated to the point that she tried to go upstairs. She never goes upstairs. She walked on tile floors. She never walks on tile floors. So couldn't figure out a reason for it. Took her to the vet. The vet suggested giving her a couple of aspirin. Uh-huh. So we did that the one time, okay, and it seemed like it was a problem. So a couple of months later, this happened again, and he said if it happened in the future, give her a couple of aspirin. Gave her a couple of aspirin, and she threw up the strangest stuff I have ever seen in my life. And
oh,
my
okay.
husband insists it's not a good idea to give her aspirin.
Well, you know, and some animals don't do well with it, and some do fine. So, yeah, you've got clinical presentation. You don't want to use it right now because, you know, obviously it's not a good thing. Suddenly. Now, what you're describing, I'm just wondering if the vet has considered, based on your description, whether there might have been some mild seizure activity that caused the agitation, or if there's some other discomfort.
Well, he did mention that could be a possibility.
Yeah. So rather than aspirin, a lot of times in those cases, I would use some Benadryl. It's very cheap and simple, and it's around the house. And again, you can ask your vet for a dosing. I probably shouldn't do that over the phone, but that can be used very safely several times a day and might be a better alternative than the aspirin right now.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea because we were hesitant after she threw up like she did last time. And
yeah, I would hold off on the aspirin then. Like in some animals, it works really well, but when it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
All right, Jean, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Good luck with
Bye,
your petting. Here is Phyllis on the Big 550. Hello.
Well, hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, Phyllis. How are you?
Well, you know what? You and I have a mutual friend, Glenna and Bob Eucher.
Oh, sure.
Porta Adventura, Mexico.
Yeah, are they still down there? That's great.
Their dog died recently.
Uh-huh.
I think the one with the three legs. Did you know that one?
I probably knew that one in the past.
Sunny. Sunny was her name. Well, my problem is a very upsetting problem, and ever since my husband died, my oldest Shih Tzu has just gone off the deep end. She's always been kind of a crab, but now she's aggressive. She starts major dog fights. She's bitten me without me trying to pull him apart. I think it's time for her to go to heaven.
Well, how old is she, did you say?
She's 14. The only thing that is wrong with her, she does have cataracts. But we talk to her. We have things well lit. We talk before we approach her. She's lunged at my grandchildren. Like I said, she's bitten me. In the middle of the night, they sleep on the end of the bed, and then there's this major fight. She just aggressively, and I just think, is it senility? Is it,
well, it
I
could
don't
be
know.
A combination of senility, and there could be a fear component because she can't see, and that might make her feel very insecure. You know, and it could be something else. Like I said, she might be kind of just becoming senile and kind of anxious. So what I would do is, obviously, you don't need to put her to sleep, but, you know, unless she has some other real serious medical problems. But what
well,
I would do is I would just kind of manage her differently. You know, I wouldn't let her on the bed. I would, unfortunately, you know, you might have to give her more controlled management, maybe more time in the crate. You know, you don't know. Anything, and certainly when you have people over that she's unfamiliar with and you don't want to take a chance at anyone getting bit, then you obviously have to separate her out. It's still a better alternative than euthanasia, you know, if you don't have to.
So. I used to hate it when my daughter would have her friends over and she'd put me in the crate so I didn't embarrass her.
Well, and you know what?
I have a story I have to tell you about. Frankly,
okay, Phyllis, I'm sorry, I got to cut you off because we got to go here. Doug, I'll let you finish things up with your story.
Oh, no, well, I was going to tell you 101. Never mind.
Oh, that's okay.
Phyllis, thank you so much, but yeah, call us if you need us.
All right, Dr. Doug, plug your practice.
Yeah, we're at the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. We have full service practice. I have an amazing associate and Dr. Pam Von Behrens, and we have a great group, and we'd love to help anybody that needs help.
Dr. Doug Pernikoff here every Wednesday afternoon on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Have a great week.
Thank you very, very much. Have a great show.
Always a pleasure. Bye-bye. I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Joe Hipperson couldn't join us yesterday. He will join us in just a few minutes for new release Wednesday. But first, let's go to the roads. Here's Tim.
Well, it looks like they're working with an accident on southbound 170 just south of Midland. They have moved it off to the right shoulder. You are getting heavy now on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland. You're slow again from Ballas out through Mason and then from Chesterfield Airport Road to the Boone Bridge. Looks like we have an accident now on eastbound 70 at Highway Z that's got the right lane blocked, I believe. It's involving a car and a motorcycle. On eastbound 270, we're slowing now midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. And on southbound 270, just busy between Page and Ledoux. And this traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking a temperature. Every new parent should have one. Pick one up at your local club, warehouse, or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
These days, going to the dentist can be practically painless.
Gee, that didn't hurt a bit.
Until they hand you the bill.
Ow!
Because if you don't have dental insurance, you could be spending a lot of money. Even just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. But now you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. Real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-700-0316. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. This is the pain-free way to get coverage for less than a dollar a day. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-700-0316. 1-800-700-0316.
Cigarettes are smart. They're packed with over 2,000 poisons chemically engineered to keep you addicted. But now there's a revolutionary product that's smarter. It's called the VaporMate. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give it to you for free. Just call 1-800-400-0092. VaporMate is not a pill. It's not a piece of gum. It tastes like the real thing, smokes like the real thing. And best of all, it satisfies like a relaxing smoke should. Millions in research have gone into making cigarettes one of the most potent addictions known to man. But VaporMate outsmarts real cigarettes, freeing you from harmful effects. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking, and coughing. Just the great flavor and smoking satisfaction of VaporMate anywhere, anytime. Claim your free VaporMate now. That's a $129 value for free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But hurry, this is a limited-time radio-only offer. Call 1-800-400-0092. Get the amazing details at 1-800-400-0092.
It is a biting, sharp, fiercely funny play about a young novelist returning home at holiday time to talk about the story she's written about her family, which is not easy sledding.
Stephen Wolf, artistic director at The Rep, discussing Other Desert Cities.
This play, Other Desert Cities, was heralded as the best new play by the New York Times last year. The story implicates the family and tells some family secrets. Secrets don't necessarily play well with all of the family.
Things get bumpy when a promising young novelist returns home to get her family's approval of her newest work. Politics, lies, and regrets collide in this Pulitzer Prize-nominated play.
It is a powerhouse play, a powerful story, strong family emotions. It is full of wit, it is clever, it's funny, it is unforgettable, it's powerful theater.
The Repertory Theater of St. Louis. For tickets to Other Desert Cities playing February 12th through March 9th, call 968-4925 or visit repstl.org.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Check out our new show, Real Estate Radio, every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m.
That's right, from 9 to 10. Every Sunday morning, we will guide you through the local real estate market.
And we will help you navigate through the complex lending industry.
We'll also showcase new properties that have just hit the local market.
So make sure you join me, Peter Wright.
And me, Tom Beck, for all things real estate in St. Louis, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
So we'll see you Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Real Estate Radio. Don't forget to check us out online at roosterreview.com.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Thanks.
Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care today and keep your car running newer longer. For maintenance, repairs, tires, for whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Hi, Frank. Taking a very rare day off. Just want to remind all of you that for 21 years, American Equity Mortgage has put thousands of people in homes, providing them the mortgages for those homes, and has saved thousands of other people lots of money by getting them out of bad debt and showing them what good debt was. Good debt is money you can borrow at a reasonable interest rate, not a ridiculous interest rate. Credit card debt, and that's what it is, debt. When you use your credit cards, you're borrowing money. You either pay it back right away at the end of every month or you make minimum payments. And when you make minimum payments, you're paying a tremendous amount of interest. And they'd love for you to keep doing that for the rest of your life. Don't do that. If you're a homeowner, you don't have to. You have equity in your home. An American Equity Mortgage will show you what a bill consolidation loan is all about. And you renters, rates are still low, still some good deals out there on some property, some houses. My goodness, stop renting and start getting a tax deduction and something that will appreciate. They can help you with that, too. Go to AmericanEquity.com or call 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
The vacation edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon continues here on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by Oric. Seven locally owned and operated Oric home centers throughout the St. Louis area. You can also find their wares on their website, O-R-E-C-K, Oric.com. I'm Paul Harris. Frank and Ian and Dan are all off on vacation, so I've got Mr. Ladd and Mr. Lomax working in the studio here with me today and on the phone to talk about new release Wednesday this week, Mr. Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes.
Yes, 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 Paul Harris. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Joe, how are you today?
I'm doing just Jim Dandy. Now, it is the New Release Tuesday report. We're just doing it on a Wednesday. My apologies for that. So if I mention a release, yes, if you've gone to the stores, you may already know some of these. But there's a good chance there's a couple that you might have missed on.
I have a question. Before you get going, well, I have a question about the DVD, so I'll wait till you do the music stuff, and then I'll get to the DVDs.
All right. Well, out on CD and available for digital download and all that great stuff. And the music and Fantogram have a new record called Voices. The Shocking Pinks have one called Guilt Mirrors. Suzanne Vega has an album which is called Tales from the Realm of the Queen of Pentacles. That sounds like a great family record.
Yeah.
Really. Yes, I am. Planning to Rock, and that's all one word, kids. Planning to Rock. Now, if you're in school, don't ever try and tell your teacher it's one word. It's not. But they call themselves Planning to Rock. All Love's Illegal is their record. St. Paul and the Broken Bones have Half the City out now. The New Bums, Voices in a Rented Room is available for you. This is kind of interesting. It's a play on a famous actor's name, Tom Cruise. They have a new record called Wave One. The Allman Brothers Band, Live at the Beacon, 1992, is available now. And Jimbo Mathus and the Tri-State Coalition have Dark Night of the Soul available now. Those are your new music releases.
All right, now before you get into the DVDs, I'm curious about this because I know as a Netflix subscriber, it'll actually tell me if I have a movie in my queue. It'll tell me when that movie is going to be released. And, you know, when it comes around to that particular Tuesday, then if I have something that I'm waiting for them to send me, I'll get whatever that is as the new release. But do things like Redbox and that sort of stuff, do they get filled up every week with brand new releases?
What'll happen is it's a hit and miss kind of thing. If you've ever gone to a Redbox and they ask you for your email address, I know a lot of people don't want to get spammed up. I can tell you, I have my email address registered with Redbox, and they'll give you a hit, and they'll hook you up every week to let you know what's getting filled in there, because a lot of times a film will have like a one-month float, meaning you can buy it, but you have to wait about a month before you can rent it. On the family end, a lot of family films, they'll come out on New Release Tuesday to buy and to rent at Redbox. But the ones that you really want to watch, the ones that might not be family films or they might be the big, giant blockbuster event film, they'll really make you wait a bit, and they won't make it readily available to Redbox because they want you to buy it. It's not like you can go to Blockbuster on every street corner anymore. Redbox has got everybody, you know, by the eggs, if you will. So when it comes to major, major releases, you're kind of stuck having to buy them first before you can rent them. However,
and there's always a however in life.
This is true. Sometimes you'll get those, and we've seen them, we've talked about them before, those movies that really look like the movie you wish it was, but it just isn't. Like, for example, okay, let's say, Spider-Man 2, The Amazing Spider-Man 2. When that comes out on DVD and Blu-ray, there's a good chance you might go to the Redbox and you might see a movie that's called The Amazing Spider-Men. And it might look exactly like the one you're looking for, and you might get duped into renting it, realizing, oh, God, it's one of those knockoff movies. Or they'll do that to try and get a little bit of extra money. But 9 times out of 10, you can find something decent every week. They do reload the Redboxes. And if there's a movie coming out in theaters that stars George Clooney, and it's going to be a big deal, you'll notice some of his previous hits from the last 10 years or so will find their way floating into the Redbox because maybe you can't get to the movie theater, maybe you just saw it and you're in a George Clooney mood but you don't own any Clooney films. You'll find that a lot of those start to resurface, and especially around the holiday times, around Valentine's Day, there were a lot of releases put in Redboxes that you've seen before, but they're playing to your mood, they're playing to the season.
And based on the review of the latest George Clooney movie, Monuments Men, by my friend Joe Hipperson, you're probably better off getting those other Clooney movies.
Yeah, any other Clooney movie, except for that Solaris. That is worse than Monuments Men.
And I'll tell you another one, Syriana. I still have a standing bet that I will give $10 to anybody who can explain to me completely the plot of Syriana.
Well, I'm never going to get $10.
Nobody
I'm
will.
I'm as clueless as you.
Yeah.
All right. So out on DVD today, officially this week, For the first time ever on Blu-ray, Alfred Hitchcock's Foreign Correspondent from 1940 is getting the Criterion Edition Special Edition release. So if you're an Alfred Hitchcock fan, you want to own everything, this is one you've been waiting for. The $6 Million Man Season 5 is out today. Gentle Ben Season 2, a show that just really lost its steam around Season 3, but some people still watch it. Nurse Jackie Season 5 is available.
Can I just stop you for a second? Why would a company bother to go and make Season 2 of Gentle Ben into a DVD and digital download? There cannot possibly be more than 7 people in the world who are waiting to see old episodes of Gentle Ben.
And they're probably all descendants or related somehow to people that were working on it at the time.
Yeah. I'm always surprised when that happens. And then there are movies that have still not come out.
I know. It doesn't make any sense, right?
Yeah.
Especially on the TV show end, but there you go. Oh, a big, giant, huge, popular show that everybody loves, Game of Thorns, is Season 3 is available.
It's Thorns
available
or Thrones?
What?
Game of Thrones.
Is it Thrones?
Yes.
Thorns? Okay, look, I'm not a dungeon master. I don't have a 10-sided die. I'm a little bit out on this one. I mean, I'll watch Lord of the Rings, but I don't own an elvish sword, so I never jumped into this show, and I apologize. Game of Thrones Season 3 is available today.
Yeah.
Hey, nothing says new release, and nothing gets you excited like a direct-to-DVD Dolph Lundgren movie. Battle of the Damned is now available this week.
Wow.
And, yeah, there you go. Oh, Battlestar Galactica, the complete epic series collection from 1978, available in a 10-disc box set. Here's a movie that a lot of people forgot about. And since right now Liam Neeson is apparently the new action star of 2014, people might want to pick this up. The Blu-ray Collector's Edition, dropping for the first time ever, of Darkman is available today. Remember that movie?
Yeah. Speaking of Liam Neeson, they are running 1,000 commercials a day for his new movie nonstop. When does that come out?
That, I believe, drops the next week, Friday. I am anticipating seeing the screening of that in the middle of next week, even though I know it's going to be taken Part 3 or Unknown Part 2. I mean, I get it. It's going to be a paint-by-numbers PG-13 movie where Liam Neeson, the only way Liam Neeson is a proper action star is if they jerk the camera around and they do quick cuts, because, I'm sorry, I still remember watching how they had to choreograph the lightsaber scenes in The Phantom Menace. He's the klutziest actor known to man. He's a big, gangly guy. I know. I'm a big, gangly guy. We don't move fluidly. I mean, the guy's got the same aerodynamic prowess as Jeff Goldblum. It just doesn't work. But when they film him right and they do the editing right, it somehow works. So I am anticipating having fun with Nonstop, but I'm also going to remember it's still the month of February. So we know where that's at.
Okay.
Also available today in a very big box set is big meaning that it contains some massive films. The Best of Bogart Blu-ray Collection. You're going to get The Maltese Falcon, Casablanca, Treasure in the Sierra Madre, and The African Queen. All 4 films. It's listing at about $50. You can get it on Amazon. I found it for $34. All those films on Blu-ray, The Best of Bogart Collection. Also got my favorite movie, besides Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, my favorite movie to watch with my kids ever, The Fantastic Mr. Fox, is available in a Criterion Edition Blu-ray super-duper special edition. If you've never seen it and you've got kids, do yourself a favor, check that movie out. It's absolutely brilliant. Wes Anderson just proving that stop-motion animation still has a place in the world of film.
And speaking also, of George Clooney, he does one of the voices in that, right? Is he Mr.
That
Fox?
That is correct, George Clooney, and as well as almost every person that you've ever seen in the Wes Anderson movie does kind of pop up here and there. So it's a really cool best of or greatest hits of all the actors he's worked with. Let's see. Oh, Sherlock, one of the best re-envisioned or rebooted shows ever, is Season 3 is available for you. And last but not least, no one's clapping, no one cares. There we go.
Ian was on vacation, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, I'm going to give everybody fair warning that I don't know why they do this, but they do. They have released another box set of the Rocky movies. Now, you know that I worship the Rocky movies. I absolutely adore them. I think they're great. I love that I can use Rocky V as a coaster for my drink when I watch the other five films in the collection. What I just don't get is that they keep repackaging the same stuff. I mean, they already have had multiple DVD box sets of Rocky. They've done a Blu-ray box set already, the Rocky Anthology. Guess what? It had everything in it, including a bonus disc. It was a 7-disc Blu-ray box set, the Rocky Anthology Collection. And now we have the Rocky Heavyweight Collection, the exact same box set in Blu-ray format, only it doesn't have the 7th bonus disc with a lot of really cool interviews. So you're getting less and you're spending more. If you see this on the store shelves and you get in that Rocky mood, go online, find the Rocky Anthology Collection. The Blu-ray transfer is identical. It'll look just as good. Also, they used the wrong font for the front of the for the cover, for the casing of it. They don't even use the real Rocky font. It's just a hack job. But I'm giving fair warning, if you do get in the mood, just go online and find the Anthology Collection. It's definitely the right way to go. Same transfer, same films, and more bonus features for all the geeks out there. That will do it for me, my friend, but I will be talking to you on Friday. This is Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS on entertainment.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Take care, Paul.
I'll talk to you Friday afternoon. Joe Hipperson, brought to you a couple of times a week by ORIC. 7 locally owned and operated ORIC home centers in the St. Louis area. And they're online at O-R-E-C-K, ORIC.com.
Meep, meep.
7:05, let's go to the roads. Here's Tim.
And we're getting pretty heavy now on westbound 40 between the Science Center and McCausland. You're slowing from, looks like Spady now, out through Mason. You're heavy approaching the Boone Bridge. And then that accident that was on eastbound 70 before Highway 40 has been cleared. But that's causing problems for westbound drivers. You're slow from Lake St. Louis Boulevard up through Highway 70. On westbound 70, you're slowing from Highway A to Wentzville Parkway. Eastbound 270 stacking up now, McDonald through New Florissant. Northbound 170, looks like we're heavy from Highway 70 all the way up through 270. Eastbound 40 downtown, just a little heavy Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. And southbound 270, now it's slowing between 40 and Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Robitussin. Control your cough with Robitussin, the number one pharmacist-recommended brand for cough, cold, and flu combinations. Don't suffer the coughiquences. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, Terry Hall here. Hey, Investing in Real Estate airs this Saturday at 3 p.m. This is the show that teaches you how to invest in real estate. Saturday at 3, I'll host interviews teaching you how to find money for your investments. The easiest way for a beginning real estate investor to make money, buying multifamily units and making six figures doing it. Join me, Terry Hall, at 3 p.m. this Saturday for Investing in Real Estate. That's Investing in Real Estate this Saturday at 3 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Steve Light.
And I'm Greg Gonzalez.
We're with the Retirement Income Consulting Group and host of the Retire Worry Free Show with Steve and Greg. Whether you live in St. Louis or 100 miles from St. Louis, when you get ready to retire, we're your go-to guys. You know, retiring is a huge step with huge concerns. We know you're concerned about health care. We know you're wondering how you're going to replace your paycheck. We know you're not exactly sure if you should start your Social Security at 62 or 66.
Are you signing up for the best pension option? What are you going to do with your 401k savings plan? We know what you're thinking. I hope I don't outlive my money. How do we know all this? Well, we know this because we work with people who are getting ready to retire every day. People just like you. And before they met with us, those were their concerns too.
So if you're planning to retire this year, call our office in the Chesterfield Valley at 636-530-9977 or visit our website at ricg411.com. It'll be the start to a worry-free retirement.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC.
It's the ultimate Girls Day Out all weekend long. The Missouri Lottery presents a 27th annual Working Women's Survival Show Friday, February 21st through Sunday, February 23rd. 375 awesome exhibitors featuring fitness, food, fun, and fashion with shows on the main stage from Chico's, Christopher & Banks, CJ Banks, and the Thrift Shop Divas of Goodwill. Grabber presents Cuts for a Cure for a $10 donation. The St. Louis Working Women's Survival Show, February 21st through the 23rd. Charles Convention Center. Tickets at Deerberg's and WWSSonline.com.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, at 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, good afternoon, everybody. How the heck are you?
We're doing fine. Let me also plug that Laclede Cab has an app, STL Taxi, that you can download and use that to get Laclede to come pick you up and take you where you need to go.
I actually saw it put to use 2 days ago. I had lunch with Dave McNutt, the guy that runs the whole shebang there at Laclede Cab, and he showed me how it works. It's a very cool thing. You definitely should download.
You know, we are a federally licensed broadcast facility. You can't say shebang on the radio.
Oh, sorry.
Please be careful.
We can edit that out.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm running a couple minutes late. I was just over in the Sam's Club. They're having a huge sale on Hot Pockets. So I was stocking up. So, Nestle, in case you haven't heard, has recalled some of their Hot Pockets because, according to a report, they may contain, quote, diseased meat.
Mm.
No, I'm sorry. That was one of the flavors. And the Tesla electric car company and Apple Computer are reportedly discussing a merger. And the two companies hope to produce a flammable iPad.
Nice.
I don't know if that's great for an idea for a guy like me. I pretty much know how this would work. Every time I pull in to buy gas, I forget my damn password.
Yeah.
And finally, this afternoon, we got applause. What's that? State trooper assigned to guard New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was arrested for allegedly shoplifting in Pennsylvania. Just when you think controversy is ended for Christie, he gets called down to talk to mall cops. That never is. The Bill Clubland Segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clubland on the Big 550.
Thank you, Bill. Talk to you tomorrow. Before we break for the news here at the top of the hour, and then we'll get into the Harris Challenge, and Kate Meehan will be here filling in for Mike Evans with some gossip stuff, and we'll have knuckleheads in the news, all of that in the next hour. Here's your scumbag of the day minute. Her name is Sarah Elin of Sandusky, Michigan, who told people she had developed cervical cancer from a sexual assault in 2001, and that she had been treated at a place called Cancer Treatment Centers of America. And that she was in hospice for 2 years. And she raised money from lots of people. She even convinced her insurance company that she'd been in hospice and got them to cough up $100,000. She raised thousands of dollars from supporters. None of it was true. She also, in another case, had accused two men of rape. None of that was true. She got 5 years from the false rape claim, and now a judge has sentenced her to another 5-year prison term on top of that. Whether it'll be served concurrently or not is yet to be decided. But there's your scumbag of the day, the I have cancer because I was raped case. None of it true. It's 5 o'clock at KTRS St. Louis. From